Greetings, everyone, and thanks for joining me for this edition of my Sunday School Lesson Commentary and Preview. This Sunday's lesson is entitled Isaiah, Offering Hope for the Future, and it's found in Isaiah chapter 29, verses 13 through 24. Isaiah is called the major of the major prophets, not only because the book that bears his name is the longest, but also he is perhaps quoted in the New Testament more than any other prophet. Isaiah prophesied in Judah, and his ministry expanded four kings. He, like all true prophets of God, warned of God's judgment and forsaking God's covenant, and called on the people to repent and worship God in truth. The first verse of the lesson describes disingenuous worship, which Jesus quoted from Isaiah. The problem of disingenuous worship has been a persistent fault of those who consider themselves or have been considered God's covenant people. Isaiah called it out in the people of his day in today's lesson. Jesus called it out during his ministry. And it is still present today in Christians who worship can be characterized as detached, apathetic, and lacking passion and commitment. In cases of disingenuous worship, people do just enough and maybe just a little more in order to convince themselves and others that they are religious. Some just to keep their membership in a church. God does not, however, desire or does he accept detached religion. God's desire expects and receives genuine relationship, not forms and practices which people pass off as religion. This is the backdrop of the text of this lesson. The prophet said the people had abandoned their faith and dependence upon God for their own wisdom that would fail them. And he said that they were conducting themselves as if God couldn't see or hear what they were doing and saying, while attempting to disguise their true feelings and beliefs. The same thing is going on today, as some people want others to believe they are righteous and have their interests at heart, when actually working and behaving unrighteous in to further their own interests. Those who lead and influence people set themselves up as the potter and not the clay they all are, and attempt to make their perverse ways equal to or greater than God. Isaiah then pivots in the text and begins to speak of another day when people will become receptive of God's word and the accompanying changes that would come along with it. He describes a time when the word of God shall no longer be hidden and misunderstood. Instead, there shall be a spiritual awakening when all who desire to see and hear shall be able to. In those days, the unrighteous shall be exposed for what and who they are, and be cut off for their wicked deeds. They are those who oppose justice, make those who plead for justice the enemy, and set up barriers to keep them from being heard and pervert their claims. All of this is going on even today, as those who call for justice are made by others to appear to be the enemy and the problem. Those who see what they are doing must continue to pray and have patience in believing that God will remove such people and expose them for who and what they are and what they have done and were doing. Isaiah concludes by saying that God's people shall prevail and God will fulfill in them all he has planned and ordained for them. Even those who were misled and misguided, God is going to forgive and restore once their eyes are open. People in Isaiah's day, just as ours, could see what the leaders were doing then and are doing now. But just as then as is now, God's people must not allow themselves to stray away from the truth, unrighteousness, and justice, no matter the political, economic, or social costs. If no one holds up the true light of God, then the whole world will plunge into complete darkness. Well, I hope you will be able to attend Sunday school this coming Sunday. Invite someone to come and share your thoughts with the class. Sunday school at Flag Branch will begin at 9 o'clock a.m. and you are invited to come join us at our website and clicking on the online services link. You and others can also join us by dialing 508-924-2890. If you have any questions or comments before then, be sure to place them in the comment section of this preview and I'll get back to you. So as always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.